Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We counted out many times, but I never gave up. Bring on the trouble, we came ready to fight. Get prepared, it's going to be the night. On the clock, goes roar, no going back. Once they turn on the light, it's now or never, time to earn your stripes. You got a different Seahawks. They wrote me off, I ain't right back though. It's at the five, Mahomes rolls into the end zone. This is my dog. We keep fighting, baby.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. We are right there. You got a phone in your pocket. You have us on the go with you. Portable. Wherever you are, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hear us on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast, and you can join the conversation on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Guys, we promised it all week. It's here. All day today, we're going into the fourth hour of the show. We've been giving away $2,500 an hour, and it's going to continue the KJM 10K a day giveaway until December 7th. We're giving away $2,500 an hour. What does James have? What kind of sign does he have?
He's been there the whole time. It's James Steele, our producer, standing behind us with the big sign saying, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. But you kind of look like a creepy fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is Max loves this whenever someone doesn't talk directly into the
microphone. Yeah, but yeah. What I was saying.
Talking to the mic.
I noticed, Key, about this, the 10K a day giveaway? I'm on Twitter, and I see the promotion.
Yes.
And look who got himself right in the middle, front and center, and we're the two sidekicks over here.
Well, okay.
Look at that.
J. Will, Keyshawn, and Max.
J. Will position. He's folding his arms in the middle like Batman, and we're like Robin and someone else all on the side.
The thing is, you know, Jay and I.
Yeah.
So Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, he's in the middle. They probably think that's me in the middle because Jay and I are, you know.
I should be in the middle. Which one of us isn't the same?
Oreo.
Break it up a little bit. No. Plus, you guys played.
I asked.
I'm the handsome one.
The guy behind you, James?
Yeah, I was going to let Max finish. You got to let him finish the layout a little bit.
Sometimes you be forgetting names.
No, right I don't. You trying to say something wrong with me? Look, I'm here.
hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Please don't start this.
Well, I'm just saying.
Please do not
James
go down this
because
path.
He's a Kansas City Chief fan.
Yeah.
And a Pittsburgh Penguin fan. Like, mm-hmm. You know, big fan. Mm-hmm. If they moved Kansas City Super Bowl, Penguin Championship Game 7 and 7,
Stanley
right?
Cup
Stanley
Final.
Stanley Cup Final. I'll say it the right way.
Jay is the resident hockey expert.
Yes.
And they had him on the same day, same time. Mm-hmm. Which one would he go to?
Well, you talking to the mic?
It's not going to happen, but
what
I
if?
Don't know.
What if?
But you I don't know.
So we we would be locked down for 2 years either.
Where is Game 7? In Pittsburgh?
Is it
in Pittsburgh? Is Game 7 in Pittsburgh?
Arrowhead,
Arrowhead in Pittsburgh, I guess.
Yeah, I would go to
How do you wind up Pittsburgh what? Penguins and Kansas City Chiefs, James?
I'm from Western Pennsylvania.
Right. How'd you wind up with the Chiefs?
Joe Montana?
Oh, so you were the little kid at the very end. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't think that's a loyal Kansas City fan, though. The Super Bowl is once a year.
Game 7 would be in basically my hometown. It'd be a party, man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not going to happen, so I just was wondering.
How you grew up in Western Pennsylvania, not a Steelers fan?
I hate the Steelers.
Well, how does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know why he hates the Steelers.
The right, only guys, thing he likes is sheets. I don't really know what's up with that.
It is time for second half bold predictions, guys. By the way, we got the winning word coming up in a few minutes. Winning word, you're going to text it to 777-000 on KJM. Enter for your chance to win $2,500 every hour. Key, what's your bold prediction for the second half of the NFL season?
I would say that it's Saquon Barkley goes nuts the second half of the season.
Love it.
And he gets the MVP.
MVP?
Yeah.
What?
First running back since.
It wasn't Peterson. It was who? I got to go back farther.
First running back since Adrian Peterson.
AP.
I just said it wasn't Peterson. It's been that long, huh?
You was thinking Derrick Henry, though.
You know, I was thinking that there was anyway. Yeah, yeah. So
you weren't thinking at all.
I don't know. I don't know who I was thinking, but I said Adrian Peterson, so it was on the. It was. I had to do my brain.
All right. I see you with the love for Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love
I mean,
it.
See you with that. He's right in the mix. If Tua's in the mix, he's in the mix.
Are you looking at me for my bowl prediction?
Well, I'll give you mine first. How's that?
Sure. I like.
I can guess yours, Max.
Okay.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah. What?
Or Joe Burrow?
No. 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 It's
Justin Herbert will win MVP.
Correct.
Shocking.
And because I give like Tua. Shocking. Tua came back from the injury, from the head trauma, basically. I give a dude extra credit for that. Well, he missed a game or two, yeah, but to come back and do that's a big thing. Justin Herbert with the bake. Listen, he had the barbecued ribs on primetime football. What was it? It was
Kansas
a Thursday
City.
Night game.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs played through it, played the whole year through it, injuries and everything. He's got 5 wins already.
All right. I mean, that's see it.
All right. So who you got? What do you got, Jay?
So with everything that's happened this year with Key really not believing in Tua, saying he was a tiny little quarterback, with you guys really not paying attention to me right now, texting on your phone while I'm talking. The disrespect continues with you two all
I'm
the
getting
time.
Information
you
about our
mention
contest,
of the Dolphins.
Jay.
You guys start texting on your phone.
We're texting
and
each
that's
other.
How Dolphin fans feel. Like, that's how you guys – you know what's in my bowl prediction? Yeah. Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl.
Dolphins are going to win the Super
Bowl? Dolphins
are
going to come out of the AFC. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Really? You sure you don't want to say the Cowboys will win at least 14 games?
That was my other. But you didn't get to me in the first segment because you went on the tangent, Squirrel, and you started going deeper into Keys, and you skipped
squirrel?
Me. And then now you're coming to me. So
wait,
actually,
where?
I'm still on my first bowl prediction, Max.
It always comes back to
Smarty.
Me.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with you, but it always comes back
to me. No, it's not you. No, it's not you. It's
he
Max.
Has little man syndrome because just under
Max,
6 feet.
Max, you're way
always,
smaller than me.
Well, I know, but I didn't play.
You weigh 165. I'm 200 pounds.
I wish I was 265. Well, 165,
I just move you around so easily
shape.
With my index finger and my thumb.
All I know is here. It's a tremendous thing for you to be as good as you were under 6 feet tall in the NBA. It's not easy, Jay.
Second pick, man.
Not easy.
Have you started your Christmas shopping yet, Jay?
Yeah. I always start early.
Okay. So another bold prediction?
Oh, we have two?
Another bold prediction, huh?
Yeah.
Another one.
All right, here's my other bold prediction.
Another
Lamar
one.
Lamar Jackson's going to win the Super Bowl this year. And by the way, those are both my predictions to start the season. Before the season started, I told you Lamar Jackson's going to win the Super Bowl. Justin Herbert's going to be MVP. I'm still on it.
It's about time you start flip-flopping. That's good.
Well, all right. First time for everything.
That's good. That's good.
First time for everything.
You know, you're not far off, though.
You think Lamar get paid this season?
Yes.
With?
Or after the season?
Yes.
Which one?
You think he go to Sean Payton?
Season after season. They're not going to deal with it after the season.
Okay, after that. Yeah. That was my question.
Imagine, what would Sean Payton do if he could get his hands on Lamar Jackson? Not that Harbaugh's done a bad job, obviously, but
I mean,
Payton, you think more of the offense and everything.
I mean, he would do wonders still. He still would do wonders. I mean, he just would do wonders. If he got his hands on Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert.
Arizona?
Kyler Murray.
I know you're a big Kingsbury fan, though, so that must be difficult for you, Key, to
Las
say that.
Vegas? The Raiders?
He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that one? No.
No, he's looking for
why would you shake your head so fast like that?
He's looking for a special talent.
Because when you are a coach that left a good situation and you take a break, you want to go back to a good situation.
Yeah,
you don't be messing around. Some Gruden created a mess. Then they got it fixed a little bit. Now Josh McDaniels has come in and created a mess. You don't want to be dealing with that.
Could you imagine Sean Payton
and I got
Justin
three
Herbert.
Other potential options out there? Kyler Murray.
But just, I want to see him. I really want to see I want to see Payton with Herbert.
But if he had Kyler Murray and he had Arizona, he can do wonders with that.
What could he do with the Chargers, Key?
He could do wonders
Think
with
the
Chargers, too.
Think of the talent on that team.
But that he probably makes the playoffs.
Herbert
makes
it
worse.
It's amazing to me. They're 5-3. It does not feel like they ought to be 5-3. It feels like they should be 3-5.
If they're 5-3, they could probably win 10 games.
Yeah.
And that means they'll probably get in. And if you are Sean, you're looking for the right, perfect quarterback situation. And he doesn't, first of all, Baltimore, that's probably not an option because it's not going to be open.
But Lamar may not be in Baltimore.
They're going to franchise tag him.
I guess.
You think they just get ready to let him walk out?
It's difficult to try to win a Super Bowl if the quarterback is disgruntled. If he's like, they franchise him.
It doesn't matter, though. You're not going to be able to trade him.
Hold on. Okay, I want to dig deeper into it. So you just think they're not going to pay him. They're going to franchise tag him for another year.
No. I'm saying Max was saying that Sean Payton can get him at another location if he was to come back and coach, and he would become an unrestricted free agent. My thing is they have a certain date to designate the franchise tag to him.
No, it's key, you're right, because he's not going to trade a million draft picks for him anyway,
they're
right?
Not gonna
you're
going to gut your team. They're not going to go to sleep and wake up one day on February 9th and be like, oh, man, we didn't tag him. We didn't send our fax in.
No, it's not even that, Key. It's like, you're right, though. Sean Payton's not going to take a job where they then have to gut the team.
Sean Payton's draft picks
in order to get a quarterback.
That.
He's just going to go to a team with a quarterback.
Quarterback can only go, yeah.
And if he was in Baltimore, Sean ain't going in the freezing cold.
Well, that's what I'm asking about Lamar again. do you think he gets more of a guarantee than Deshaun Watson? Do you think that ultimately happens? Do you think he gets his wish?
I would hope so. But 260.
230 guarantee, right?
Yeah. It's 230 guarantee.
230, also 260 something.
Fully guaranteed.
230 is a big number. It's a big number because it's fully guaranteed. And they had to do that to get Deshaun services. And the owners don't like that. They were not happy with Jimmy Haslam and company in Cleveland when they did that.
You know, talking about counting other people's money is a big thing in sports. It's a big thing. Salaries and what the caps and what people get paid, luxury taxes, but especially counting people's money. We like to count up those big numbers. And it's also a big thing in sports talk radio. We are giving away, guys, basically getting franchised. We are giving away $2,500 an hour. Every hour on this show, we're on 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're giving away $2,500 every hour of KJM until December 7th. We started today. All you got to do is listen for the winning word. Every hour, we're going to give it around 10 past the hour. And then you text 777-000 with the winning word. You text the winning word. And you enter for a chance to win $2,500 every hour. We're giving $2,500 away, $10,000 a day.
Yeah.
So... The winning word this hour is, Key, would you like to do the honors?
Yeah, KJM 10K giveaway.
Mm-hmm. What's the winning word?
The winning word is brick.
Brick.
Yeah. Bricks. Giveaway.
Yeah, but bricks, plural. Or singular. No, singular. We're doing singular. We say brick.
Yeah, we can say brick, but bricks is, bricks is better.
Why do you guys keep doing this with the band and now with the brick? If you want it pluralized, tell the guys you want it pluralized ahead of time.
So you get the 2,500 bricks, it's stacked.
You're not getting 2,500 bricks.
Why?
A brick is not a dollar bill.
It's 100 bricks.
But it's 2,500. You see what I'm saying?
You can do a stack. You can do a brick.
Yeah,
what
but it's a
it?
Brick. It's
a
brick.
It's an assortment of bills.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't have one brick.
You can't have one brick, man.
You could, but you can't.
You could have a brick.
You can have a brick,
but not the way.
Yes. So then why don't we make the word bricks? Why do you guys keep putting singular and then everyone's arguing with me? I'm just reading what it says. B-R-I-C-K.
Well, stop reading what it says.
So what do you want to just make up another word? There are contest rules.
No, ask us and we'll tell you what the word is.
Jay.
We're right here next to you.
Wait, hold on. Let me explain. They already decide the word, okay? So there are rules to the contest.
But it should be bricks.
It should be bricks. I got 100 bricks, man.
So if you stack it.
I'm not messing with you.
You're stacking bricks, right?
So why don't we just make the word
I'm
bricks?
I'm not stacking a brick.
You don't say I'm stacking a chip. You say I'm stacking
chips.
So I'm not arguing that. I'm saying that's not the word that you.
I mean, you could say you got a brick.
You got to choose the word. You said brick. And then
you said brick.
I didn't say it.
Bricks.
I'm reading it.
I mean, it texts either one.
B-R-I-C-K. Text it to 777-000.
And win
yourself $2,500.
Let me make sure that I'm clearing this up for those that are listening that are texting.
Yeah.
Why are you using your preacher voice?
I'm talking about cash. Mm-hmm. Cold, hard cash. Mm-hmm. Not the other bricks that we think about in the movies and in the streets. I'm talking about cash.
You know what? There are other brick has a lot of meanings. First of all, on the East Coast in New York, brick means it's cold out.
Bricks, freezing.
Well, it depends on who I'm talking to, too, on the East Coast.
Right.
And what am I talking about? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
So let's be careful.
No, I don't need to be careful. I just said in the movies and
bricks.
Everything. No, we're not.
I've seen it in the movies and everything.
You know what that results in, Jay? Bricks.
Bricks result in bricks.
But if I I'm transporting
you
anything,
you gotta hustle hard, even if it's brick
age,
out.
Then you're in the pen.
What? Look, Jay, if
you
want to
move those bricks for the bricks, even
age,
if it's brick.
I need to go to jail. So it doesn't. That's just reality. Oh. Depending on where you're at, your geographic region, and who you're talking to,
right?
It depends on who you're talking
to. I guarantee you no other morning show is promoting bricks. That's what we're doing on this show. That's why
we're trying
different.
To give someone.
We're trying to give bricks away.
That's right.
2,500 of them.
We're building.
No, there's not 2,500 of them. They're not.
Brick by
they
brick.
Each represent a single bill.
I don't know if I would say like that either, Key.
Wait, so you would say, hold on, Key, you would say
500
brick.
Bricks. Yeah. Yeah. So 2,500 bricks.
I got a brick. This is confusing. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Who are you, Pablo Escobar?
That's a lot.
2,500 bricks.
That is a lot of bricks.
Lord, you guys are unbelievable.
Hey, now, right. Well.
Man, stop, man.
Wait, do people still use the term brick when they're saying somebody shooting, they shoot a brick?
Yeah, of course.
Right, cool. I just wanted
because you're building a house.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bricks built, you know, that's
you can
why.
Shoot a brick. It's brick out. You can move bricks to make bricks.
Was that
is there any other?
Lakers
is there
did
any
last
other?
Night shoot 2,500 bricks?
Yeah.
Is that a transition from James?
James
is the transition?
James, they are.
We're building. That was good, huh?
We're building.
Shooting 2,500 bricks along with LeBron.
Oh, see, now.
And AD.
Yeah. By the way, Jay.
Max.
We were talking about trading. Like, remember when we were talking about the Giants before the season started, New York football Giants?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking, and hey, should you trade Saquon? And my position was at the time, and so for a lot of Giants fans, no, don't trade Saquon now. Because he might be an MVP-level player, but you ain't going to get MVP return for him in a trade where you get a fourth-round pick. It's not worth it, right? Isn't that where the Lakers are dealing with AD right now? Even if you want to fix them by moving AD, you can't because you're not going to get anything for him compared to what he might give you if he becomes productive again. So what do the Lakers do? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No. No. So you're talking to have sidebars with
it's
Key.
It's Key.
Making a brilliant point here. Building the.
No,
you know,
I was just looking at it.
Making
we're
analogies
building.
And building into
it's,
a.
It's
to
Key
a climactic,
distracting me like
dramatic.
A bad no, kid in school. You know when a teacher's talking and then your boy's like, yo, you like, you listen and you get asked a question.
Yo, it's a bad combination.
Here we go.
For me
here we
too.
Go again. Going, Jay. Yeah. Here we go again. Right. Jay trying to be a quarterback.
Uh huh.
He wants you to think that he's paying attention. He's so smart. Mm-hmm. He wants to make it seem like I'm the one distracting him.
I feel like you're jaded as a wide receiver. Do you want to
see? Look at the, now I'm jaded as a wide receiver.
And Jay's a quarterback. He wants
he
you to think
the
he's smart.
Key is the master at and that's bad for me because you know how you say squirrel with me. I'm always distracted. Key will be like in the middle of something. He'll notice something on a screen.
But I still pay
and then
attention.
Point to it. And then, but yeah, but the person you're pointing
that's
to
your like, fault. If you can't, if you
see,
can't,
that's
if
what wide receivers
walk,
do. That's your fault.
If you can't walk and chew gum at the same time, that's your fault. It got nothing to do
can.
With
that's
me.
A lot. You're asking. A
I
lot.
Was pointing to the screen because. It was just interesting that there was a certain person teaching certain people right. how to play football. And I said to my Jay, I said, they don't even know who that dude is, man. They have no idea. But it's a commercial. And they certainly put it made it that way. It's just so funny. That's all.
Let me ask you a question.
It's just
if me. You're Chicago, do you look at Anthony Davis as somebody that you want?
That's
you make
the
a
thing,
trade
Jay,
to bring
like right
AD
now,
back home to Chicago.
You're not going
to
get a lot for him right now.
Maybe you can get DeMar DeRozan.
Ooh.
Oh, the guy they should have got
the guy
years ago?
Got
yeah, we'll take
place.
That. We'll take that.
You do it because DeRozan plays with heart.
We'll give it. What else are we getting?
Because you got Zach LaVine. You got Lonzo Ball if he ever comes back and plays. You got some other pieces. I mean.
He's a better fit there. And certainly they could use a defensive guy, a guy in the front court who can play some defense.
And I think DeMar DeRozan will step up being at the crib.
Yeah.
Playing with LeBron. You still have to make some more moves and bring in a big to protect the rim.
Do you know how bad it is for AD, though, who was considered top 5-6 player to be traded for DeRozan? But, like, you see how much AD has fallen? DeRozan's an excellent player. He's an all-star. But AD was one of those untouchables, right? He was one of those mint condition, in the trophy case, top 5-6 player in the world. He's MVP caliber. That wasn't DeRozan. And now, when you hear that trade, if you're a Lakers fan, you're going, ooh, we could get DeRozan
but
for
was
AD?
That, but let me ask you this question, though. Was that because there were so many other players in front of DeRozan at that same position that he was never really looked at that way? Because
no, I think his game really expanded. He shot more threes last season.
Right,
he was an MVP conversation.
He would take those long twos and some of those big threes.
I mean, when he was at Toronto, right? Was it because there was other people within the conference whose game was slightly better, that he just never never appreciated him at that level.
He was always elite. I always thought DeRozan was the
But why were there people better?
Said DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan. Why were there players better than him? Because when he's taking the long twos, they're taking the threes. He took a step or two back, and now he's shooting more threes.
Okay, so signing. Let's do the deal. What are we doing?
I think it's interesting to throw out there. AD is from Chicago. There's talks around Chicago, around it, what that team could look like.
They should talk louder.
The question is just like, you know, over the last couple of years, is he durable? You know, if you make a move like that, are you getting somebody that you think will be available when you need him to be the most?
But when you think about a team's construction, Lonzo, LaVine, and
Lonzo
AD,
needs to be back, by the way.
Yeah, but here's the reason. That's the problem for Chicago. Now you got two injury-prone guys. They probably don't do it.
Yeah.
Wow. AD's trade value, not good right now.
And the only thing, though, is, look, I still think AD can be part of a championship equation.
You like the way I sold that?
I do, but what's going to happen?
Wow.
What's going to happen? The Lakers don't make a move? This is all you're going to hear for another year. It's going to be 2 years of this team not making the playoffs, having the second worst record in the NBA. LeBron 1 year older. He'll have a second part of his another year in his extension. Right, his sons are coming up sooner to play in the league. It just feels like it's not going in the right direction.
What's that, Shannon? Shannon's in my ear.
What is he saying?
Well, just wanted to...
James.
There seems to be some confusion on Twitter what the word actually was, since you guys yelled at each other about brick and bricks.
Yeah.
So we said that the word is brick.
Well, yeah,
so that
singular,
is
which is what you wrote on my screen.
I didn't write it. No. You're not gonna blame me.
Someone wrote it on my screen. It didn't appear there, James.
Just somebody write something on this man's screen so he can say it.
The guy who's making me clarify
I want to tell everyone what happened
on the screen.
Let me tell everyone what happened. Hold on.
Just let me clarify. The word is brick, singular.
Right. Okay.
That is the word to text in. Just want to make it clear for the people who are yelling
people are confused because Key and Jay confused.
Lots of people yelling at us on Twitter.
Now, here's what happened.
They can text
he came up with we're coming up with a winning word every hour because we're giving away $2,500 an hour. You hear the winning word, you text 777-777-000, and you enter for a chance to win $2,500 every hour of the show between now and December 7th. So Key goes in the control room, says brick. Okay, so we're going to do brick. As soon as I say brick, they put it on my screen. Key goes, well, it's really bricks. What the... Just say bricks originally.
But I told them bricks. That's their fault that they decided. Just like you told them the other word.
Shannon
the other
says
word?
No. Jesus. Shannon says, Shannon, get on the mic. Hey. What happened, Shannon?
I wrote down brick. I heard brick. I wrote down brick. Mm-hmm. You shouted it from the rooftops. Brick.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Like where's brick the Kool-Aid house. At?
It's not a surprise.
Where's the Kool-Aid
it's
at?
Not a surprise you will be working with Max on this one.
What? Why is that?
What?
We're in cahoots?
Just remember who told you. They wrote it on the screen now, so you don't blame me for this stuff.
Well, that's
anymore.
Fine. You can go with brick.
Look, I'm wearing my wristband, all right?
Yeah. I'm wearing my wristband, all right?
All blame.
Is Max wearing his wristband?
All day. Coach, you want to make my life easier? Why would I want? I don't. Like, Russell Wilson not wanting to wear a wrist is the dumbest thing I ever heard. It makes your life easier.
But I want to be smart.
It's smart
and I want you to
make it easier.
Smart, but I want you to think that I'm smart. I want you to think that
I can
read the coach's lips from the sideline, even though he's telling me in his head, my headset, but it's so loud that I have to focus in.
So Peyton Manning does it. So then people want to, like Jay-Z stops writing his rhymes down, and now everyone wants to do the rhymes in their head, right?
That's the way it is, man, I guess.
Josh Allen is day-to-day with an elbow injury.
Josh Allen has a wristband.
Should he needs an elbow band. Should he suit up against the Vikings?
I need bands.
Brick is the word. B-R-I-C-K. Text it to 777-000. Word of the day. $2,500.
House.
Word of the hour. Winning word.
Winning word.
Winning word.
Not
every
word
hour.
Winning word.
There are four words a day. It's 10K giveaway. 10K a day. Let's go.
Celebrating Veterans Day with Draymond Green. On ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Draymond Green for the Golden State Warriors. Just want to give a shout out and a thank you to all the servicemen and women around the globe. Thanks for everything you're doing for our country, and a special shout out to my younger cousin Benny, who just joined the Army. Thank you for all your work that you guys are doing to protect our great country.
ESPN Radio celebrating America's heroes on Veterans Day. Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are, download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Yo.
You're supposed to hit it now. No, you on the board. Yates, you got to.
He ain't working it like that.
This is going back to the days where you literally carry around a box. You'd carry around a box.
Back be hurting, arm be hurting.
When LSA, my JVC vibrates the concrete, that's really what it looked like. We were little, you know, if you could get your hands, cost like $50 for a good box back then. Little double cassette. You could make your own tapes.
You know they got boxes nowadays, too, though.
I haven't seen a box in a million years.
They're just like
a big iPad.
Basically,
I remember looking at a box thinking like, yo, if I could get one of those, it'd be the greatest thing in the world. And it was. It was the best thing in the world,
yeah,
man. Make your
riding
own tapes
around
and stuff.
On their bikes with them and stuff.
You should see the way my daughter the other day looked at an old school TV. She's like, but it's so big. What's in there? Like, what's in there? You remember how wide it was?
Yeah, of course.
Carrying around.
The tube that weighed 700 pounds. That's why they got Key. They got Key,
yeah, with, they got
your,
key got with
your mom with the bricks, because that's how heavy a TV used to be with bricks.
Yeah, they got
these
them.
Are actual bricks.
Sad.
It's not brick as in
winning
colors,
word, actually. Look how you just did that naturally.
That's right. Brick is our winning word.
Is it brick or
I can't
bricks?
Believe that.
Brick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Brick.
James clarified it's brick.
My mom fell for the okie doke, though.
You got to look inside, man.
Well, you can't look inside when you're in the hood.
Then you can, yeah, then
purchases
you,
something illegal.
But see, did
and everybody's ushering you. Come on, go.
But this is what surprised me, Key. This is what surprised me. So your mom should know, if she doesn't recognize, she doesn't know them from around the way,
but
and
nah,
she can't look in the box.
It don't work like
nah,
that.
It don't work like
but
that.
Then you're not.
Somebody
then,
come hot on my block with products. And, hey, what are you?
Yeah,
how
yeah,
right,
going?
Right.
So,
you
so,
run towards
right,
it.
Right, hold on. If you can't check inside and you don't know them, are you buying them? Are you giving them cash? Yes or no?
Max,
this is 2022.
I'm asking
in
you.
In 1982, it wasn't like that. No, it wasn't.
No, this is Max's background. Let me just do some thorough.
First of all, they go, if he'd have
I never
came
got
there,
got. I never got got. Not like that. I never
yeah,
got
but
got.
You
never.
Would.
No three-car Monte for me. Nope. Nope.
No, they'd have got you.
Nah.
And why do you say three-car Monte when everybody knows it's three-car Molly?
No, it's Monte.
No.
Yeah, Monte.
Well, you're doing the Columbia thing.
No, oh, it's three-car
no,
Monte.
It's three-car Molly.
Go ahead, Shannon. You're from New York. What is it?
Shannon's looking like,
New
I
York.
Don't know.
I'm sorry. I was talking about bricks with Megan back then. We were having an in-depth discussion about bricks.
I don't know.
Never heard of three-car Molly. It's three-car Monty.
I've heard three-car
Who's Molly? Like,
I've heard
three-car
Monty.
I don't know why they call it Molly. I have no idea.
They don't.
They do where I'm from.
Were you doing Molly?
Were
you doing Molly?
So at the end of the day.
What? I'm just asking questions.
At the end of the day, Max, to answer your question, when you are purchasing something illegal, and you know it's illegal, and you are in a bad area, you got to move fast.
Sure.
You get it. You see the TV. Oh, there's the boss. They're going to put it in the back of your station wagon. We're gone.
You can't write a research paper.
Like that? You ever got
guys
like that?
No, I'm not going to get got like that.
Right, exactly. That's
no,
my
point.
More importantly, if you get got, you can't report it either. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You get got, who are you going to go tell?
Ain't nothing you can
no
do.
No kidding. Really?
I'm just saying.
No kidding.
And then when you go back to get your money, they're off to the next
thing. Really? They don't have refunds? The hustlers? They hustle you out of the cash for bricks in a box instead of a TV, and they don't give you refunds?
Max, he ain't never got got.
This is Max's parents.
TV,
hey, I'm
no need
box.
A receipt for that.
Yeah,
before I
my
the
parents,
purchase.
Huh? But,
your parents had credit cards in the
70s. In the 70s? That's
my
true. Parents,
my mom didn't have a credit card in the 70s. She had food stamps. Mm-hmm. There's a difference,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. All right.
I can't.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen is day-to-day with a right elbow injury. Sean McDermott, the Bills head coach, said this about it.
What I've got on Josh is he's day-to-day, and the next question will be, is he going to play? And the answer is, we'll see. So based on the medical report that we have, Josh is day-to-day.
Stephania Bell.
That's not good.
Stephania Bell, ESPN injury analyst, was on NFL Live talking about the injury, guys.
Not saying much. He tells us a lot.
Yeah.
What he tells us is there was no significant injury that could have ended his season or put him out for multiple weeks. So I think you can infer from our Chris Mortensen's reporting about the ulnar collateral ligament that this was a mild sprain, maybe a stretch of the ulnar nerve. That happens when you have a quick jerk to the arm in that position. So what do you do for it? It's really just rest and let it settle down. If structurally they felt like everything was okay, no massive tear, no injury to the flexor tendon, nothing that we need to worry about. This is really just let it settle, let him get back to throwing, and then see where he is. And like you said, we'll see.
By the way, just watching it, the way the arm bent, guys, I am not playing Josh Allen against the Vikings. If I'm Buffalo, no matter what, I don't care what he says, I don't care what the doctor says, I don't care what he looks like, he's not playing against the Vikings if I'm in charge. How concerned would you be, Key, and what would you do here?
Well, first, I got to start with the doctors. And then I got to ask him, how does he feel? And then I need to see him if he's throwing the ball at all. I need to see it. But based on the x-rays and what the doctors say, we may never get to see him throw in practice because we'll just rest him up and go with Case Keenum. And
right.
That's okay. Right? Like you,
it's 1 week.
You play to see the next game. You don't worry about today. You worry about tomorrow with Josh. I mean, he's your franchise
long-term
quarterback for the next 10 years.
Long-term evaluation. Always, right? Like, so
I'm not messing with Josh Allen's right arm. You got
I'm with you, though, Max. Like, I would, even if he felt like he could play, no.
No, hell no.
Just relax
for
a week.
But I also
do therapy
know,
and get ready.
But I also know the pulse of my team and my players and who I can trust and not trust, right? I know that. Now, if you're asking Keyshawn, hey, how do you feel? Keyshawn's going to tell you he feels great. And he'll take all the shots in the world.
That's why I'm not playing Key. I don't care what he tells me.
This goes back, and it's not the same injury, nowhere close. And one was concussed, and another guy has potentially Tommy John or elbow.
Thoughts went the
but
same place.
It's like Mike McDonald, right? Like we always say the job of the coach is to protect the player from himself.
Yeah.
So even if Josh Allen, who is an MVP candidate, says, you know what, coach, it feels good. I feel like I can go. I'm saying, you know what, man, just take a week. Take a week. Keep doing therapy. If you tell me it keeps feeling good, then let's play it in a weekend from now.
And it's a lot of, in these situations of high-pressure jobs, it's a lot of decisions that have to be made. But even as a head coach, you answer to other people. Okay, Sean McDermott still has to answer to Brandon Bean. Brandon Bean still has to answer to the owners. Therefore, they all have to answer to the owner. The owner wants to see his quarterback out on the field. So he wants to know, too, hey, can he go?
See, if I own the team, the number one thing I'm thinking about is that right arm of Josh Allen. I have the other point of view. I don't care what anyone tells me. I saw the way
but
he looked. Nope, he's not throwing this week.
I get it.
Nope.
I get it, but they're trying to get to the Super Bowl. And one game could cost them home field advantage.
Hey, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe on Twitter.
Celebrating Veterans Day with Christian McCaffrey on ESPN Radio.
Big shout out to all the veterans out there who have served our country proudly. Nothing but respect. Cannot thank you guys enough for allowing us to go out on a field and play a game while you're out there protecting our country. So Many blessings, many thanks to you, and happy Veterans Day.
ESPN Radio celebrating America's heroes on Veterans Day. From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So, as promised, the KJM 10K a day giveaway started today. It ends December 7th. Between now and then, every hour that we are on the radio, we're giving someone $2,500. All you got to do is listen for the winning word and text it to 777-000, 777-000. And you've entered for your chance to win $2,500. Every hour, someone's going to win. All right.
Yeah, all right. I have a problem with the way the promotions have Jay in the middle.
Yeah, Jay is like not only in the middle.
I didn't do the promotions.
I thought about it. Why is he in the middle?
But not because only in the middle.
In the middle.
But like really up front, smiling, centered, and we're the little sidekicks in the back.
He's super imposed in front. We're pushed
we're off to the side.
I like it.
It's the Jay Will Show.
By the time I got some respect.
Look like we just part of it.
That's right.
You guys are my team.
Hold on. Let's see that picture again. I'm going to put that up on the screen again.
I need to take issue.
Kid, did you take my phone?
Also, we're all the same height in the picture, as Shannon points out.
You ask me about that phone one more time, Jay.
I lost my phone. I'm looking for
Jay
my phone.
Jay wanted to be taller than you, Key. That's the whole point of the picture. See how he's in the foreground?
See, Max, you see how I just dominate you?
I don't see that, Jay.
I'm telling you.
I failed to see that.
I didn't leave my phone. I don't take my phone to the restroom.
Why are you so obsessed with your phone?
Because I lost my phone, and I feel like—
You didn't lose it.
I went into the control
room,
man.
I went into the control room because I asked Yates. I said, Yates, Key's messing with me. He took
I've been
phone.
In here.
Shannon, will you tell Key to give him back his phone? It's not funny anymore, Key.
So now
see,
I'm,
thank you,
what's
Max.
The magic guy's name, the magical guy?
David Blaine?
Yeah, now I'm David Blaine. I've been sitting
yes,
right
you're
here.
The black David Blaine.
Now
yes.
All of a sudden I can take your phone from the control room when I'm sitting here?
I don't. Maybe I left it in here. I feel like I left it in here.
How could you leave it in here when you had your phone in there? You just said it.
You just making up stuff now.
Did he not just say I took my phone into the control room?
You know what, guys? It's time for On the Plus Side.
Okay. Come on, man. This dude tripping.
It's the...
Gotta blame me.
Said, don't call Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, it's time for On the Plus Side, best underdog bets of the weekend. Key, why don't you set it off?
Yeah, I'm taking Minnesota +3.5 at Buffalo. Right now, it doesn't look like Josh Allen's the guy. Buffalo has an amazing team. If Buffalo goes, Minnesota has an amazing team. If they go into Buffalo and win this game, do they get any respect? The respect isn't any good because now it's Case Keenum.
Correct.
Right? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now they'll be 8-1, and I think they'll cover and they'll win the game.
Have you just switched this? Are you like riding with Minnesota as a team now?
Yeah,
like
that's,
you've been
it,
on Minnesota
that's his
the
team
whole
now.
Year. Is that
no.
your
team? No, that's
one
of your teams,
teams
now.
Because you're saying, all right,
King,
they're going to get the respect
that
they deserve. Like, now all of a sudden, like, you're riding for the Vikings.
We tricked you into backing Minnesota somehow.
No, I wasn't backing them when they beat Green Bay because if Christian Watson catches the football instead of dropping it, Green Bay wins the game. They won that game. Then I wasn't buying them, even though they beat up a Saints team that was decimated with players over in London.
Could have lost that game, too, by the
way. It could have lost it, but they won. And as you keep chopping this wood and you keep stacking these W's, what you going
to
say?
Guys, according to Shannon, since Sunday, three kind moved from Bills minus 8.5 to Bills
what?
Minus
what?
3.5.
What?
Oh,
what?
Did you mean the line? Okay, thank you, Shannon. It was
wow.
okay. three kind. Since Sunday, the line moved from the Bills minus 8.5 to the Bills minus 3.5. Yes, of course it makes a big difference if Case Keenum is in instead of like a – Josh Allen's like a nuclear weapon, that right arm.
All right, on the plus side, I'm going Arizona Cardinals plus 1.5 on the road in L.A. versus the Rams. The reason why I really – and I've been feeling this way for a minute now. Cliff Kingsbury's job is in the line, man. Mm-hmm. And like the way they're playing – like, they need to play better football, especially in the second half of the season. Like, we've seen this with Cliff so many times where it starts a little bit okay or it starts hot, not so much this year, and then just declines drastically during the back end. So I think he's really playing for his job.
Mm-hmm. You're taller than Kyler Murray, right?
Exceptionally.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. All right, here's my plus side. Pittsburgh Steelers are getting 1.5, and they're at home against New Orleans. Pittsburgh Steelers plus 1.5, 1.5 at home against the Saints. I like that. I like the Steelers there. They're at home. Mike Tomlin's not going to have, even in a disaster here, he's not going to lose every game. So I'm taking, that's what I'm taking. As you two are playing, I don't know what you're playing.
Is he over there?
Touchy-feely over there. What do you have, a tickle fight? Jay and Key are in a tickle fight over there. Right, Yates, I'm not making it up. They were tickling each other over there.
So there's a lot of misinformation out here. Key misinformation with my phone and also on Twitter, too. Like, I don't know who's verified and who isn't verified anymore.
Don't fall for the fake
fake blue check?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Explain that to me.
I thought LeBron was forcing a trade last
Elon
night.
Elon Musk, my old neighbor in L.A. But
I lived in L.A. for 6 years, and we shared the same driveway.
Correct.
We get
no,
it,
driveway.
Man.
We had two separate driveways. We shared the same gate.
You say that
the
every time.
Gate, yeah. Oh, it's, a big claim to fame. All right, anyway. Believe me, he goes around telling everyone that about me, Jay.
You got a loan, you know?
I used to live right next to that guy. All right. So Elon Musk buys Twitter for $44 billion.
Okay.
Apparently, the interest on the loan in order to buy the company is $1.5 billion a year. So he's trying to squeeze every cent out of this thing now.
He laid off a lot of people, too.
Laid off a lot of people, then hired some people back. So Twitter has established, this is Elon's initiative, has established a new blue checkmark program where anyone can pay to be, quote unquote, verified. I mean, the whole point of being verified is that people can trust that the person they're representing to be is actually that person. It's one of the ways that you build trust and credibility on the website is if I see it's Keyshawn Johnson and it's a checkmark, I know that's the real Keyshawn Johnson. But Elon decided anyone could pay $8 a month to be verified. So it's not just people who are active, notable, and authentic accounts of public interest that were independently confirmed. Pay $8, blue check mark, yours, and you can make your name look a lot like Keyshawn Johnson's, right? You can put a picture of Keyshawn, the whole thing, and pretend to be you.
Really?
And only if people click on it and read the fine print can they see it's not
so
you.
So last night, LeBron James requested a trade. Like, that's what happened last night.
He
but
didn't
it wasn't,
really.
But it wasn't LeBron James.
So it was a fake check mark.
Yeah.
But it looked exactly like his page until you got all the way down to, like, the copy.
But let me ask you a question, though. Don't you have the follows, the unfollows, all that stuff at the top?
Yeah, you do.
So wouldn't having 7 million people?
But sometimes when other people start retweeting it, all you see is LeBron James checkmark. You have to actually click on it. You know what I mean? So a lot of people are lazy, let's be honest. Like, you see things that pop up in your timeline, you see a blue checkmark, you don't click on it to actually see how many followers.
Not just lazy, but like you've been conditioned.
Yeah.
Your behavior's conditioned
lazy.
A certain way, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, I can't, you're doing a lot of things, you see, oh wow, LeBron, and it looks like it, he does it, he sounds like LeBron, it's phrased the same way, it's been retweeted 100,000 times,
so what does this do to the actual Twitter?
Like, well, we will see. There's a lot of a lot of people. You know, Elon Musk is a very successful businessman. Obviously, PayPal, Tesla. Yeah. He has SolarX, the whole thing. Well, I don't know. We'll see if that extends to. He seems increasingly unhinged.
Don't fall for the okie doke ever, Jay. Max just handed me your phone.
See, I knew it. I knew it.
Good job.
That's
Max.
Who this man is.
Max handed it to me.
You guys are the worst.
Max is
I had
a
nothing
good
to do with it.
You had nothing
By
to do
By the way, check the video. I had nothing to do
I
with it.
I knew the accusation was right.
Honestly, Jay, I didn't even know he really had the phone.
Oh, I knew he had it. I knew he had it. It's the first thing I said to Yates. This dude has my phone.
We're back tomorrow. Perf.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot.